Runk.
All right. Wait, let me just announce before we even get into it is Australia. We've got tickets. Australia. Go to chrislea.com. They are live. They're selling out. I will be there in July, so do that. And without hesitation after that, I mean, I hesitated in saying it, the intro because I definitely said the thing about Australia, but without hesitation after that, this is the new episode of Congratulations. That's it. Also, episode 376. 375 was a Patreon episode, and it was the first time we ever had Brian Callen on this podcast. Congratulations. So go on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/Chris D'Elia, and get that one. You know, it's just us doing our thing, which people seem to like. And we like, he's so fun to be doing that shit with. It's just so crazy how long we've been doing that, and he is awesome. My goal is to, I want to get, it sounds a little kind of shitty, but I want to get him big enough to where we can tour together, and I don't have to carry the weight. Anyway, you know what I mean. No, he's great. I actually was with him, and Brendan, and and Jason, Mayhem Miller, who was with... We were watching the fight, dude. That fight, the Holloway fight, Holloway and Gaethje, right, was the craziest thing. I mean, it was like, you know, I used to have the Batman cards, the trading cards, the Batman cards, the Michael Keaton Batman. They had cards for them, and one of them was a close up of Batman, Michael Keaton, with a bloody face. And he said, "Bruised but not beaten." And the title was "Bruised but not beaten." They all each card had like a saying under it, and it said "Bruised but not beaten." And I kept thinking about that with Gaethje. Like, he kept getting kicked and punched and knocked around, and I kept thinking, "Bruised but not beaten." And then with 2 seconds left, beaten. But that's crazy for Holloway to be like, "Here, over here in the middle. Come on, let's do this." And then he was already winning, and then smashed him in the face, fell down, lights out. That was crazy. That's like on some, my producer was saying earlier, he was like, that's like calling your shot in baseball. It is, dude. That's like some Babe Ruth shit. One time I was watching, I was at the Dodgers game and they were playing San Francisco 49ers. No, fucking San Francisco Giants. I definitely know that the Giants are baseball. And 49ers are football, but that was probably the last one I said, so it was still locked in my memory. So they were playing the San Francisco Giants. And Barry Bonds, it was like his year after he got 4,000 home runs in 1 year, you know. And he comes onto the on-deck circle, and he's next. And I say, and I was close to the on-deck circle. Like, I had good seats. And he was doing his thing. By the way, the on-deck circle is bullshit. Like, you don't need that. That's weird. That's some weird old-timey thing that, like... Wait in the batter's box, and when it's your turn, run up to the plate. Why is there a place to wait to go to? It's like the waiting room in a doctor's office, only it's for at bats. So don't have that, number one, baseball. Number two, Barry Bonds was there, and he was doing his thing with the donut on the bat, so it would be heavier, so that when you get up, the bat seems lighter, which is like. The whole thing is kind of stupid, honestly. On deck circle, I'm realizing how much I don't like the on deck circle. And Barry Bonds is taking his cuts, and I say, "Hey, Barry." And I remember, and I've never said this before and since. I said, "Barry, you're gonna go yard." And I don't know if you know the slang, but what that means is, are you going to hit it a home run, right? Going yard as a when you're at bat means you hit a home run. I said, "Are you going to go yard?" And he's doing his at bat cuts, looks back at me, and just goes like this. Like, cool as shit. with his big ass and legs, you know? Just crazy baseball player, big ass and legs. Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds, they shouldn't have necessarily even had the home run race. They should have had the big ass and legs race because their fucking trunks were awesome, dude. They were so awesome. I want trunks like that, dude. I just want pistons like that. And no matter how many single leg, you know, rear foot elevated split squats I do, I'll never have Mark McGwire ass. There's a quote for you. But so say, you're going to go yard? And he looks back at me, barely, by the way, and makes eye contact with me and just goes, like, yeah, I'm going to hit a home run. Gets at bat and he hits a home run. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen, definitely when it comes to baseball, live. And that was what the Max Holloway thing reminded me of, because it was like, calling your shot, dude. That was crazy. Also, like, I try to tell that Barry Bonds story as much as possible because he deserves credit for that. Like, nobody saw that. This was before social media. Like, that sucks that nobody knows about that, but whatever. He was on steroids, so it's all good. But, by the way... Do steroids, players, it will be way more fun to watch. And I get it. It's still hard work. You still got to practice all the time. But also, do steroids. Because here's the thing. They all do them anyway. So I don't like the fact that Mark McGwire got nicked and Barry Bonds got nicked. They were all doing them. Are you kidding me? They all were doing them, and they are doing them. Albert Pujols did them. Oh, wow, we're going to do another one? We're going to do another 90s baseball thing? No. But Albert Pujols did them. Andres Galarraga did them. No, he didn't look big. But I'm just saying they were all doing them. So for somebody to get nicked like that is bullshit. Doesn't matter. They have millions of dollars. It's all good. And they're in the Hall of Fame, right? I don't know. Did they get taken out of the Hall of Fame? I don't know that. I don't know. I know Pete Rose did because of gambling, which is... I guess not. You can't gamble and do sports, but I don't know. I think not only should they add steroids, but they should add like Komodo dragons and like just straight up elephants in the field. That would be, man, I know there'll be a lot of activists up in arms, but could you imagine the game if they just added Komodo dragons and one elephant in the field at all times? Long fly ball deep to center. Oh, shit. The Komodo dragon just ate. All right. The Komodo dragon's on his. All right. So it's off. Oh, it's off his leg. Okay. He's got to go to the hospital because if the bite goes untreated, it's not. They don't have poison in them, but he will. It will get decrepit and it will start decaying. And they will at least have to amputate the leg or there could be death. So let's wish him well. Anyway, swing and a miss. Elephants are crazy dangerous because they're so big, dude. I bet if they were small, they wouldn't be that. You know, that's the thing. It's like you get trampled on or just sit down behind. You ever see that? I have this weird nightmare. Not nightmare. Daymare, really. Sometimes I think about an elephant and it's like, what if you were behind an elephant and they just sat down and you went whoom in their anus? That would be absolutely. Is that like that's probably like on some movie. Anyway, shout out to elephants. What is the? Oh, should we talk? Is this the? It's cool how much. No matter what, I can't get this up. It's been in my chest. Yes, probably gonna get bronchitis. Hey, yes, dude. OJ died, which I know we touched on it on the Patreon episode, patreon.com/ChrisLeah, when I was talking with Brian, but not a lot. We didn't talk about it a lot, but I always wondered what it, this is a weird thing to say, but I always kind of wondered what it would be like when OJ died. And I don't even necessarily know what I mean by that, right? I don't really know what I mean by that. What I think I mean by that is he got off of the, what do you call it? He beat the case because they straight up, everyone knew he did it, right? Like, black people are like, yeah, let him free, let him free. Don't, you know, don't have him go to jail. He's innocent, but they knew, you know? There it is. They're like, they knew. They go, yeah, did he do it? No way, free him, free OJ. And then they were like, but seriously, though, do you think he did it? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, he did it, you know? But shh, because Rodney King, and also a little bit for reparations, because, man, there'd be so many people. Custody, no, they really were beating shit up black people. So, like, okay. So, it's like, this is our chance to be like, nah, fuck the man. And I get that, all right? Still, people were murdered, should have went to jail. And I don't know, you know? Oh, by the way, I don't know. I didn't watch the whole trial. I watched a lot of it, because that was, like, one of the last cases where you could have cameras in the courtroom. So, I did watch a lot of it. However, was 12. So I don't really know, you know? Like, I'm literally looking at Johnny Cochran, and I'm like, I mean, the glove doesn't really fit that well. But also, was 12, okay? And could you finagle the hand in there? Probably. And could you, you know, could you make it fit? Did the blood that dried on the glove make the glove smaller? Probably. But also, didn't know, was 12. So I just go, okay, I don't know. And I don't know. I still don't know. I'm a 44-year-old man. I don't know. And, you know, there's been this kind of, like, understanding that OJ did it, but he got off and beat the case because of other things, right? And back then, it was this big thing in America. And it was all anybody talked about. But also, was 12. Would have liked to been 40 when it happened, because I would have liked to understand it better while it was happening. Do you ever have that go on? Like, you're like, oh man, that happened when I was like, you know, when I was 11, but I wish that I was 40 and I experienced that so I could really take it in, right? You know? Like the first time you get a hand job or something. But I guess, you know, it's like, it's pretty bonkers when you're young, when you get your first HJ, right? Pretty bonkers. What? Dude, I remember thinking, no. Are you serious? I remember that's what all the guys, when they first HJ, and I'm talking HJ. I don't even mean BJ. You know, I remember who it was. I remember what couch I was on, whose house I was at. And I go, oh no, huh? It's like, you know what it was like? It was like when you're in the middle of a dateline, and you're just watching, and you just go, huh? You know what it was like? I it was the same thing that goes through your head when. It's almost the same type of thing when the Dateline episode it's wrapping up too quickly, and there's an hour, it's an hour Dateline, but 15 minutes in, they're like trying to say it's this guy, and you're like, wait a minute, there's still 40 minutes left. Maybe it's not him. Like, are you serious? That's if someone says, well, it's only been 15 minutes, there's 45 minutes left. Oh, are you serious? That's the first feeling of the first HJ you get. What was I talking about? OJ? OJ and HJ. But so I always wanted to know what it was going to be like as an adult when he died, because now there's still this understanding that he did it. Also, now even black people are like, we know he did it, but we did it because we were all cheering that he was innocent because of other stuff, and now it's okay to say it, you know. So everyone thinks he did it, right? Which, by the way, I don't know. He was acquitted, and the glove looked a little tight. But he died. And I wanted to know what it would be like when he died on social media. And I wanted to know what the world and how they would react. Because that was a big thing when I was 12. And it's weird to live in a world with no OJ. It is weird, right? Just straight up Naked Gun movies alone. And I know he did great, was great in football. I didn't give a fuck about football. But I didn't really go on social media when he died. I just heard he died and I just let it go. And I was just like, wow. And I saw some jokes online, you know, people racing on Twitter to do, you know, or Instagram or whatever to get the best joke out there the quickest. This is so stupid when comedians do that shit. And some are funny and, you know, some, and it's weird. The whole thing just makes me so sad that it just, but he had cancer, I guess, huh? Of course he did, right? How do you not have cancer? If you, by the way, if you kill, what do you say, like half of people get cancer or something? If you kill somebody, and whether or not you kill somebody, if everybody thinks you killed somebody for 30 years, you get cancer because of the stress, right? You don't not get cancer. You might off yourself, right? You might, as they say, unalive yourself, and you have to say that now so the censors don't get you. Same means the same thing. Very, 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 very stupid, very silly you have to say that, but you know what I mean. Wink. Anyway, there's no OJ, dude, and that's crazy. I haven't felt this weird since Paul Walker died, and that's a whole different reason, you know? I didn't expect there to be, I don't know. It just keeps going, though, you know? Like, my son is 4. He doesn't know who OJ is. That's crazy when I think about it. He doesn't know. And by the way, I barely knew who he was. I only knew who he was because of Naked Gun. I was too young to, and not into football, but I was too young for the football thing. But it's weird to think that, like, my son is going to be like, who's Brad Pitt? You know? He's going to be like, who's Ryan Gosling? He's going to be like, you know? There's people that aren't even famous yet. He's going to be like, who's that? So, anyway, hey, Black, I'm OJ. Remember that song? Hey, Black, I'm OJ. Jay-Z did it. It was the song was okay. And I didn't like, when Neil Brennan came up to me once and said, the new Jay-Z album is so good. I heard an advanced copy of it and it's so good. And he goes, it starts off like this. I ain't black, I'm OJ. And it's just, you know what? Just listen to it. He said, I said, okay. And I did. And it was fine. I didn't think it was all that, but you know, shout out to Jay-Z. Yeah. Remember this shit? We've talked about this on a pod, I think before, but see, OJ had to be trolling. At a certain point, he just had to be trolling.
Just did you do it?
No, I didn't. Nope. Did not do it.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke. And this is it.
That's so out there. I mean, that is so bonkers. You know, that's a bonkers thing to do, but I would have been way crazier. I don't understand how he's not that crazy. That's crazy. That's wild, dude. I mean, people still believe him? I guess people do still believe him. Look at this reaction to the reaction to the verdict. What a weird time in America, huh? It's still the same. Yeah, nothing changes. Anyway. Well, no, but it was weird, though, but nothing changed. But, dude, you ever watch old...
ladies and gentlemen. And
you ever watch old TV clips? And you were just like, how did I see that? The images are so blurry and bad. Do you know what I'm saying? Dude, they're so bad. You watch, I swear to God, if you watch something from 1994, just with Jeff Daniels in it. Watch it now. Nah, movies aren't really good. TV, old TV, the way they broadcast it. Dude, everyone looks like a fucking apparition or a coffee stain. I can't believe how blurry everything is. It's unbelievable. And we used to just sit and watch that and be like, dude, you gotta see Hunter. You ever see Hunter? That character? The answer is no. He's just an apparition. He's a legit, The gun is like, it looks like a Pez dispenser. You can't see shit.
And the jury, I'm going to ask that you carefully listen to the verdicts as they are being read.
Oh, dude, this part would just be shitting yourself so much, you know? Oh, this is real?
After the verdicts have been read,
they watched it in Times Square?
You will be asked
they watch it in Times Square? The whole country. They'd just be on their phones watching that. Go, let's
James
go to it.
Simpson, case number BA-097-211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the
Oh shit. Oh man, black people go crazy right now. Oh shit. Wow. It's so weird how this meant something different to them. Now where are the whites at? Where are my whites at, crying? Oh wow, she's pissed. Wow. Whoa, dude, this is crazy. I've never seen this before. I mean, dude, there's black people and white people together, and black people are thrilled, and white people are like, oh, no. Dude, this is... See? Unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable. Wow. He said, not shown in this video, but the craziest thing I have seen from the verdict was Robert Kardashian's reaction. He was one of his defense attorneys on the trial. His face drops to the floor when the verdict is read. He is in disbelief that OJ was found not guilty. Oh, come on. You can't really tell the way people react to stuff. I don't know. Well, that's wild. Shout out to the trial and all that. Everyone that got cancer that had to do with it. All right, enough on the OJ shit. I mean, he died and it's all, you know, it is what it is, but oh wait, did you just send me the zookeeper thing? The zookeeper does get stuck in just his head. Now the whole body, would you die? If you got sat on by an elephant, you would, and your head just went in, you'd try to pull your head out. If my whole body was in, I'd try to get out through the mouth. Oh dude, it's like when you go through hell, just keep going. Like that's what it is.
Taking care of elephants can be dangerous.
That's Stacey Keach, if I ever
heard
him.
There's many ways to get injured by an elephant, getting stepped on or crushed. Sometimes they can swat at you with their trunks, but there's certain precautions we take as professionals.
But not everyone is a professional.
Stacey Keach, dude.
At a zoo in Mexico, a daydreaming worker sweeps out the elephant pen.
A zoo in Mexico is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, imagine a zoo in Mexico. You know what it is? It's kind of just Mexico.
But not everyone is a professional.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that sounds racist, but it's not, dude. It's not. It's not racist. There's nice parts of Mexico, but Tijuana, dude?
At a zoo
never
in
been.
Mexico, a daydreaming worker sweeps out the elephant pen.
Look at this.
But he ignores the first rule.
What's the first rule?
Elephant care. Watch your back.
You know what, dude? It's not even watch your back. It's always know where the elephant's anus is. That's the rule, and that's what my father always taught me. And we'd never even seen an elephant.
Or at least watch the elephant's back.
Are you...
Now he's packed into a pachyderm.
Are you...
Eventually, the elephant squeezes him out.
Yeah, he's throwing up. Hell yeah, bro.
Thanks to this butthead's stupid behavior, it's a day he'll never forget.
I mean, dude, why are they acting like this is funny? This is so horrific. Thanks to this stupid butthead. Dude, Stacey Keach, you know? How the fucking, it's so funny that he went from that to the voice of American Greed, that fucking... When you come back to American Greed, we... Like, he used to do videos of guys getting their head stuck in their butt. Elephants' butts. That's crazy, dude. Oh my God, that is so harrowing. And then you're that guy. You know? What's worse? What's worse? Being that guy now in your community, the guy who had his head up of a fucking elephant's anus, or everyone thought you murdered Nicole Brown Simpson. I mean, that's worse because it's worldwide, but if you're in a small community, elephant, my head in an elephant's ass is probably the same amount of bad if you're in a small community, which I'm sure he was, you know? But that footage, even that footage looked like it was from, how are you, it's so grainy. How do you see that shit? How did TV used to look like that? That's amazing. Our boy over here in Instagram, Davis Clark, we got it. I know we've talked about him before. He did a marathon, ran the Boston Marathon in under 3 minutes? Hours, yeah? That's crazy.
Other people, 256, I shit my pants like crazy. I'm going after it all day, every day for the people. 2 hours, 56 minutes, man, people. Gave it out to...
Dude. He shit... What is this world, you know? Like, I hear people shit themselves in marathons, right? Like, that happens? Does that happen? Okay, so that's fine. Hey, hide it. Do you know what I'm saying? Or you know what? If I understand that it happens. It's still one of those things. Hide it. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. If I ever run a marathon, which I don't know if I will. I don't know if I will. I'll wear a diaper. That's one of those things you hear. What people do? What when you run a marathon? Oh, give me a diaper. Like how are you not? I guess you think you don't want to have rash on your thing. You don't want to be. When one time I was in Vegas and my buddy forgot his underwear and he couldn't wear underwear while he was in Vegas and he got a rash. He got a big red rash like right on the tip of his penis and it was so funny. He was like, man, now even if I do hook up with chicks, they're going to think I have like herpes or something. Well, that's funny. Maybe he was lying and he had herpes and he just didn't want me to know. But he didn't have underwear. That was hilarious.
Everything I have for the people, 256, I shit my pants like crazy.
Everything I have for the people, 256, I shit my pants like crazy. There's no shitting your pants not like crazy. I think that is probably, he's a really hard worker, you know? That's crazy, to work so hard that you shit your pants. Like, I didn't do that on stage. One time I was on stage, I had to go so bad, and I got the person who was featuring for me to come back up on stage, tell some jokes while I emptied out, you know? So in a way, he's a lot better than I am, this guy. That's incredible. Just running down his pants, liquidy and just a mess on his sock. That's the thing. Shit your pants is one thing, but shit in your socks is another. Hide it. Wear a diaper. Right? I can agree on that. But anyway, he was locked in, huh? Super locked in. Oh, shout out to my buddy, Mike Linocci. His special is out. He used to open for me a lot when I was on the Follow the Leader tour and all that. He's great. Go check it out on YouTube. Michael Linocci. You know, he's great. And his special's out, so go support him. You should go check it out. And leave a comment for him, you know. Logan Paul's having a baby, which is, I knew that was coming, bro. I'm a little psychic. No, I'm not psychic. I don't think I'm psychic because I'm not a chick. But good for him, you know. That guy just perseveres, huh? That guy just gets through it. Good for him. It's like that whole thing where he was. Well, first of all, people were mad at him because he did the thing in the forest of the in Japan, and then every now and then it's like he's in some kind of, it's like, you know, he's very very big star now, so it's like hot water doesn't matter. But you know that even that Dylan Danis thing, right? That's that guy's name where he was like talking shit about his fiance. The guy just perseveres. Logan Paul just goes, fuck it. And then he just, you know, having a baby, that's cool. Wow, I can't wait to see that fucking baby. That's cool. I'm like a chick. I'm happy for people who have babies, man. I'm happy for people who have babies. I think there's too many babies, but I'm happy for people to have them, you know? I think it's really sweet. If you see a baby and you don't, how about when you have, you know, I've had, well, I guess, you know, William's kind of still a baby. He's one, so technically I guess not, right? He's a toddler, but, you know, when Calvin was under one, you bring him around, even now, actually, at one or two or three or even four, when I bring my son around and people, like, look in his eyes and don't smile, that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy to me. Babies are so cute. You walk by, you go like, how do you not do that? But then I think about, like, we just don't ever really know what people are going through. Like, someone came up to me today and she was like, hey, I just want to say I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan for you for a long time. And I think you're great and this and that. And I was like, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's very sweet of you. And then she walked away and I was like, I wonder, I'm so different when I on this podcast than when I am in, like, out in the world with people. Obviously, when I'm in joke mode or podcast mode or whatever, you know, I'm spouting off my opinions about shit. Yeah, I get it. But I'm a nice person. People think, I don't know, probably people think I'm not because I'm like a dick on this podcast. But like she walked away. I was like, I wonder if people think that's weird when I'm nice to them. I don't know. I'm just thinking about it too much, bro. I spiral. I really do spiral. I spiral a lot. So, I have an announcement. I'm going to Stagecoach. What do you want from me? I have an announcement. I'm going to Stagecoach. What do you want from me? I have to go to Stagecoach. All the stars aligned. I'm forced. You know what it was? My wife and her friends were over. And they were drinking. And, you know, when they're drinking, I go. Uh-oh, right? Because when women get drunk, it's so silly and fun until it's not. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like that last, when you see that last, that's the one. Ah, that's the one that's going to ruin my night, right? Hers, of course, but she's in control of it. I'm not. She's, shit. Okay. Well, I'm fucked. All right. Well, so tomorrow's going to suck. The next day will be a little bit better. And then, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to get much sleep. I have to help her. She doesn't need aspirin. And she's going to probably lay in bed. I got to deal with the kid. All right. So this is going to suck. Fucking monkey ball. So, all right. Okay. You know? Oh, that last tilt up at the. Okay. All right. Well, she did shots. Oh, I thought she was just going to be doing. Okay. All right. She did shots. All right. Well, tomorrow's going to suck donkey balls. Okay. All right. Cool. So. So her and her friends are over. I love her friends. You know, my wife has great friends, which is crazy because I lucked out. Now, she's a good person, and I know that usually good people know good people, but not always. There are good people, and the radar is just fucked, you know? They've got that thing on it from the Russians that blocked it in the Hunt for Red October where they can't figure out where it is. They seem like a good person, but really they got the missiles fucking locked on them. And so they're drinking, and they're at the point where it's still fun. And one of the friends says, you think Chris can hook it up and get us into Stagecoach? And I go, oh. I liked you. Jan Mshitlist now. But whatever. I'm like, they're tipsy. They're not going to remember. It's okay. All right? Kristen immediately, at the end of this other girl's sentence, goes, oh, Chris, that, ask your friends. Ask him. Because, you know, look, I don't want to toot my own horn. I am fucking hella country. I am in the country circle, okay? I know a lot of country artists. I've had dinner with country artists. I've hung out with country artists, right? That's about it. Not really into the country circle. But I go, well, look, babe, I think Stagecoach is probably really hard to get into. Because I'm not going to Stagecoach if I got to be in the, like, I saw Adam Ray post a clip about a No Doubt concert in Coachella. Now, simply blow my brains out, right? Simply. They were just, and No Doubt music, I like No Doubt music, right? And I'm not even talking about, like, you know, the I can't even think of it. The only thing I can think of is Bananas song. That's it. Anyway, Adam looked like he was having a good time with his friends, and that's cool. But I'm just like, I don't know, man. So I'm like, I can't be doing that, right? And I'm not above paying for tickets. I'll pay for tickets. But then I'm like, it would be the shit if I could ask my friends who are country dudes, great artists, you know, what the deal was. And I don't want to ask for tickets, right? Because I feel like that's shitty. And so I'm like, well, afterwards, the next day, I'm like, maybe they'll forget about the Stagecoach thing. Because it's just going to be too hard logistically to do it. And then I'm also like, how am I going to work out when I'm there for the 3 days? You know, what am I going to eat? I'll probably eat like a fucking corn dog. You know, I'm going to be like a fat piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? And like, and end listening to, you know what I'm saying? Travis Tritt. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe she'll forget. The next day she goes, man, that would be so cool. Remember, you should check out that Stagecoach thing. And I was like, babe. I would sniff it out, but your friend said, could Chris hook it up? And honestly, I don't know if I can, because I don't know how many friends would you want to go, and I don't know if I got it like that, right? Look, I'm in the country circle, but I don't got it like that. Like, I have, you know, I've had dinner with country artists. I know country artists. I'm in the country circle, but I don't know if I have it like that. So I said, so I can reach out, but I don't know if I can get them tickets too. And she says, well, it's okay. Just see if you could get tickets for me and you, and they can fend for themselves.
I ain't got no motherfucker. So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
And I'm just like, whoa, bro. Whoa. All right. I like that. Because she wasn't betraying him, but she's like, I get it. But see if you can just get it for just us.
I ain't got no motherfucker.
And I'm just like, wow, I didn't know you had that streak in ya. So I was like, how about I text? And I'm not going to ask for tickets, but I'm just going to text my musical country artist friend. Are you going to be at Coachella? Because I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm joking about how I'm in the country circle. I have no idea who's a Stagecoach. So I hit up the dude. And I say, hey, are you going to be a Stagecoach? And he says, yeah, you know what? I'm not sure what about, immediately right back. I'm not sure about what the whole thing is with VIP passes and all that. But let me see if I can get you some tickets for you and your wife. Would you want to come? And I go, thanks, Hardy. And so he pulled through, dude. And me and my wife, we're going to go to Stagecoach, dude. And thanks to Hardy. And that's rad. And I'm like, now I got to go. Because he made it so easy. And it's going to be awesome, I think. Here's the thing, dude. I don't like everything. And that's so sad. I started thinking about what if there's something deeply... I take that back. I like things, obviously. I'm joking. I like a few things. I like my family, and I like being on stage. And I think I've tricked myself into liking working out. So, oh, and I really like watching movies at night and eating, like, you know, ice cream or something. But it's hard for me. You know, if I took a Vyvanse, I'd be off and rocking, dude. But I'm not going to. I don't do that shit, you know. But I went on a boat. I took Vyvanse. I went on a boat. I had probably one of the best times of my life. And I don't even like that. Doesn't, it was prescribed, okay? It wasn't recreational. It was prescribed. And I go. I mean, there was a whole episode about it. But I had a great time. And Kristen was like, whoa. And I was like, what? That's pretty much Adderall. And I'm like, so what is base level for a human, right? Because we don't know. We're only us. Right? Do you ever have a bad mood all day? Yeah, you do, right? Hey, some people are listening to this right now, and they're like, nah. You know what I'm talking about? Like my friend David Sullivan. That dude just fucking kind of keeps trucking. Good things happen, bad things happen. Doesn't matter. Dude, he'll fucking... the guy, he was at a five-year-old's birthday party the other day. It was he didn't have a five-year-old kid. He was at a five-year-old's birthday party because his friend had a five-year-old that was... And then I'm like, well... Yeah, of course he was. He's always over with... He wants to fucking see Calvin. Like, of course. And so I'm like... The guy just keeps... You know, he's positive, right? So I'm like... He would want to go to Stagecoach so bad. And a guy like that would want to go so bad. And I'm going to try and feel the excitement for it. Because it's a shame that I don't have that. It's a shame. It sucks. I wish I had more things. There it is. There it is. Is it's been 376 episodes, and there's the breakthrough, dude. There it is. I wish I had more things to be excited about. Fuck! But I don't. I have four things, and I do them all the time. I do stand-up. I joke around. I love my family. And I watch TV late at night. That's what I do, dude. And I eat bad food when I do that, you know? And yeah, I stay lean. And how the fuck did he stay so lean? But yeah, I do. Because I work out hard and I, you know, I don't eat the first meal sometimes. And maybe that's good. I don't know. You heard all this shit about intermittent fasting. I think I'm basically doing that. And I don't even mean to. So we were on the couch. And I go, and I was with David Sullivan and Sam. My son calls him Sam the guy because we have a dog named Sam. And Sam comes over, and my son still calls him Sam the guy. He's very cute and hilarious. We didn't know what he was saying for a little bit. And we were like, Sam the guy? He was like, yeah, Sam the guy. I'm like, oh my God, that's hilarious. So anyway, David and Sam the guy were over. And dude, I put on this, you know what I do sometimes when I'm scrolling? And this is a great thing to do. I remember there's Shudder. I go, oh yeah. There's a whole streaming service dedicated to horror movies. I go, oh yeah, Shudder. Turn on Shudder, and immediately I'm hit with a fucking thumbnail, whatever you call it. With a kind of creepy lower face and a burlap sack on the front, on the top of the head. The title of the movie, Baghead. Ah! Okay, I go in my head, I get to Baghead, the second syllable. In the second syllable, I'm already clicking on it because there's nothing that I'd rather see than a movie that's a horror movie at that called Baghead. Hey, try harder, right? But then I'm like, maybe it's supposed to be like that because it's, I mean, how do you get that title? You know what it's about? A fucking lady with a bag on her head. Yeah, there's no extra thinking to it. It was a lady with a bag on her head. No race. All right. And she's dead. She comes out of the basement and you get to, she turns into, you put the bag over her head and she has a bag on her head. You pull it off and she could be, you could talk to dead people if you want to. But you got 2 minutes. Why? Dunno. After 2 minutes, she like owns you, right? So I go, I don't even need to know any of this stuff to watch the movie. I'm already in because it's called Baghead. But how did they fucking stop at Baghead was one of the things where the writer wrote it and he was like, oh, let's call it Baghead for now. And then it just became a thing and they're like, fuck it. It's like snakes on a plane. Try harder, right? At the meeting, they're just like, should we change the name though? Baghead? What else? I don't know. Baghead seems to be kind of honestly the thing it is, really. She is a bag. Just do Baghead. Okay. So they did it. Watch the movie 30 minutes in. I go, now, what kind of guy are you? I'm asking this to the audience because I know what kind of guy I am because it happened last night and I already knew I was this kind of guy. This is the thing. This goes back to say I get Coachella tickets, right? I was going to say station, it doesn't matter. Coachella tickets in January when they go on sale. I don't know when they go on sale. And the week of Coachella comes, and I think, I don't want to go. But I already spent thousands of dollars on the room, on the Coachella tickets, right? I think more than, I think, you know, what 80 to 90% of people would, maybe even more than that, would still go. Because they think like, I paid for the thing. Bro. I don't do that. I do what I want, when I want. It didn't matter if I got tickets for it. Dude, okay? If I don't want to go, I don't want to go. But we already paid for the, okay, so do something I don't want and pay for it? Right? So I'm of the camp, do what you want. When you wanna. Even if you already paid for tickets and something that you don't feel like doing. All right? And I really think that that's really, really peace. I think that's peace. So, I'm watching the movie Baghead. And I go, you know, I get to that moment where, you know, kind of like you're getting your first HJ and you're, huh? Huh? 30 minutes into the movie. And I look over to David and Sam the guy and I say, hey, guys, this movie's very bad. Can we change it? And they say, we're already 30 minutes in. And I say, but is it bad? And they said, yeah, but, you know, I want to see what happens. And I go, come on, guys. You know it's bad. And here's the thing about Baghead is it's not bad enough to be good. It's not good, and it's not bad enough to be good. So it's in the middle. It's just a movie that where things. It's like a movie where you put into AI, make a movie about a lady with a bag on her head, and then she could become an old dead people. That this is the movie that they would come out with. This is the first AI movie. I guarantee it. And they didn't. They made me watch the whole fucking movie. I watched the whole full movie, Baghead. It got worse, and then it ended worse, okay? So I go, this sucked. Guys, that movie sucked. And they're like, you picked it. And I was like, I wanted to stop at 30 minutes in. They're like, well, I was already hooked. So Baghead goes away. And then the next thumbnail, a movie called Birth Rebirth. Now, it is 1 a.m. But that movie was bad. And they're still over, and I go, can't end on that movie. Gotta clear it with another good one. And I heard this one's good. I look it up on Rotten Tomatoes, even though that means absolutely nothing. 96% Rotten Tomatoes. Even though that means absolutely nothing, I go, hey, to the guys, Sam the Guy and Dave, look, 96% Rotten Tomatoes. I play it. 10 minutes in, they go, we gotta go. They leave. Bro, do you know me? Picture me turning it off and going to bed. Hey, No, I didn't. I didn't. I stayed and I watched it because I wanted to clear the Baghead movie. And I'll tell you what, that movie, Birth Rebirth, was a 7 out of 10. Cleared it. Cleared it. Fucking cleared it. Went to bed at 4, woke up at 10:30, feel like absolute utter shit, but I cleared it. Feel terrible, but I cleared it. And I, you know what I ate? You know what I ate when I watched it? This is so gangster. I ate cake. That's not it. I ate 2 pieces. That's not it. It was my son's 1-year-old birthday cake. That's not it. My son, my 1-year-old son, didn't even see the cake at all. He went to bed and we were going to have like family over, but dude, part of my family was sick and we're like, let's just skip it. And your boy sat and watched Baghead and Birth Rebirth cuddled up like a roly-poly on the couch, eating his son's 1-year-old birthday cake that his 1-year-old didn't even get to enjoy and stayed up till 4 a.m. Yo, if that's not 44, what is? You should strive to get to that point in your life, honestly. Really. You really should. God, it was fucking exactly what I wanted to do. And now I feel like utter shit, but it's okay. Oh, yeah, Shudder. Am I the cake, bro? That cake from Susie Cakes. Hey, is it moist? Oh, is it? You can practically drink it. Yeah, but Chris, is it really moist? Hey, why don't you try it for yourself, buddy? Is it moist? Did you just get done washing the car with it? I'm just saying, you can't tell the difference. I was at the gym today. There were two. Bro, I'll get to that later, but there were 2 pregnant ladies at the gym just making everyone else feel like an utter piece of dog shit, right? Because they were killing it, you know, doing legs, you know, just with their fat bellies. And they looked great. They were very pretty, but that's beside the point. They looked great, like healthy. And just I'm like, oh, why are there 2 pregnant women in my gym right now just killing it? Here I am doing chest, you know. Dude, this guy, there's a new follow I have on Instagram. It is Sads Jewelers, SAADS Jewelers. It's just incredible. Now, I'm not saying that nobody in this video is smart, okay? But I am saying, don't you want to seem smart? Or don't you want to seem not dumb, right? Let's just play the video. This is jewelers. And the guy makes grills and everything else. But I can't. Every second of this video.
Yeah, you already know I'm back.
Screaming.
That's what?
Not funny. I don't. Dude, one thing that I can't stand so much are fake, like those fake laughs to fill the space. It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. You know who does that the most? DJs on the radio. Dude, all right, we're coming back. Okay, all right, back from a break. Okay, you know, we stick around. We got some more J. Cole for you. All right. Dude, what are you fucking laughing at? Play the song. Play Crooked Smile. You know? All right, hey, we're back. Oh, man. Whoa, man. Rihanna's in a lot of hot water with her Fenty thing, right? Anyway, here's Umbrella. What are you fucking laughing at? So here.
This is what you got,
Mr. Rohrbach is back.
That's
right. He loves you guys.
I love all you haters.
I love, I'm obsessed with people who say they have haters that are no one. I love when somebody thinks they have haters, when it's like seven people know you. How many haters do you have? One? Two? Who's your hater? The guy at the fucking, you know, your waiter that you didn't tip? Like, who is your hater? Think you, listening right now, who's your hater? Who is your hater? If you're, right now, if you haven't thought of it yet, you don't have any. Okay? Rappers gotta have haters, though. So.
And you know you love them.
That's the jeweler talking.
And rapper seven tray.
Let me see seven tray. Let me see what you're
rapping
got,
it.
Let me see the grills, man.
Dude. Are these guys all underwater?
Let me see the grill, man. Let me see the grill, man.
And then, also, have a script, guys. You know, start with an idea. They're just standing next to him with grill. Here we go. Cincy! Man, what's up? Napoleon Dynamite. Dude, unbelievable.
I ain't gonna talk my shit because I don't need to, you feel me?
So polite, the way he did it, he bowed.
That's right.
Rapper 7 Trey and Mr. Rohrbach living alive, King of Texas, I love you.
Everyone's underwater. Rapper 7 Trey.
Ski.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude,
guys. A bird. Yo, I saw this video and the guy goes, Ski. I gotta get grills. So I can go, Ski. Oh God, how cringe is that, dude? I can't even do it without feeling bad. Even as a joke. Ski. Dude. Wow, that is so stupid. I really feel it. And the guy's doing it. Ski. Like it's cool. What a mess. And then the other guy does it.
Got you.
Oh, wait. Oh, this is actually my favorite part. The guy turns the camera away and then shows the jewelry in the case. This is my favorite part. I forgot about this part.
I got a lot of these pendants in right there.
What is this guy working with in his face?
I got a lot of pendants right there.
Is he fucking, who's the guy from Robin Hood with the fox?
Oh, blah, blah.
Who's the Friar, whatever the fuck, the fat Friar John, whatever the fat one is?
A lot of the Last Suppers.
Just such garbage, you know?
A lot of the Last Suppers.
Like, dude, how many people want a Last Supper pendant that there are a lot left? Gauge it better.
Money tree right here.
Money tree right here. What's the fucking Friar John? Friar Tuck. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Trap house.
Dude. And people will go there and be like, yo, that's that one. I mean, I like the trap house, but y'all do have Last Suppers left. Yo, let me see that. What's that? I'll get that one. Okay.
Whatever you guys want. We got everything in stock. Come on in, you guys.
Is it trailing off?
Everything in stock.
Is it trailing?
I love you guys. This is Mr.
Rohrbach. Yeah,
you guys
know I'm back.
That's what.
Nobody said anything yet, you know? It's incredible. Everybody's a Rohrbach. I'm back. That's right. Ha ha ha. Just absolute just garbage. Love it. Love it. Love it. I would be friends with these guys. I don't give a fuck. Okay? Let's look at some more of these guys. Here we go. Big Dog and Tino G with.
Hey guys, Big Dog, I love you guys. This is G and Brandy. They're living their life. They love the King of Texas. They're
screaming, dude.
Doing it.
Right.
Cincy! Dude, it's so, you can't not be insecure afterwards because he doesn't know. You don't know when that guy's going to stop talking. It says Big Dog, Tino, and G with Brandy shopping for their son with the King of Texas.
Got something for a little boy. Actually, I ain't going to show y'all yet. It's a little surprise, you know what I'm saying?
All right. I mean, dude, figure it out before the video. Got something for the little boy, actually. Not even going to show you yet. Just fucking backed out so hard.
Yeah, Big Dog Tino, y'all come through. I put everybody on.
Oh, it ends there. Unreal, bro.
Hey guys, this is G and Brandy. They're living
had
the
no
life.
Idea.
They love the King of Texas. They're doing it.
Right. Got something for a little boy. Actually, I ain't gonna show y'all yet. It's a little surprise, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah,
Big Dog Tino, y'all come through. I put everybody on.
Dude, that's great, man. Oh, that's great, dude. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Go on over to the... that's it for YouTube. Go on over to Patreon and watch the rest of the episode. Patreon.com/Crystalia. And go on over to Patreon also to watch the Brian Callen episode of Congratulations. Sign up right now. And Australia, I'm coming. And a bunch of different places, I'm coming. I'll see you there.